So the puppy that once again had to be rescued by Budweiser's Clydesdales inspired a lot of tweets, although the most tweeted moment of last night's game was the game when Patriots rookie Malcolm Butler made that game-changing interception of a Seattle Seahawks pass in the final seconds, winning the game for the Patriots 28-24. But just down the list of talked-about moments, the nationwide insurance ad that we referenced, it showed a little boy talking about all the things he'll never do, ride a bike, get kissed.
Or get coonies. Never learn to fly or travel the world with my best friend, and I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
What? Nationwide went on to describe the accidents that kill children every year. And they said they did this to get our attention, but Jeremy, they sure did.
Absolutely. And let's look at that ad and the others with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, what did you think about that Nationwide ad?
Well, that was an interesting moment. I was on social media a lot as well last night, and everyone reacted to that to sort of say, wow, what a bummer. I mean, Super Bowl is supposed to be a bit of a party. You know, people are having a good time. And then to have an ad like this that's so heavy and so dark, kind of drop in the middle of that, I think they misjudged the tone.
Oh, I don't know. Eric, I got to say, in the room I was in, we were saying, well, actually, maybe this is the time people should go check the tub and stuff. I mean, they caught your attention.
Well, they certainly catch your attention, but I think the idea is to, at some point, leave people with a sense that you reach them with the message that they were ready to hear in that moment. And sometimes that serious tone works. You know, I think of when Clint Eastwood did an ad where he talked about America and people that really resonated with people. But I think having a tragedy like that referred to kind of out of the blue during a Super Bowl, it was not quite the right tone. And the response that I saw online was almost universally negative to that ad.
Well, while we're talking about a downer tone, I do want to ask you about a serious ad that aired right before the halftime show, I believe. And this has been a difficult year, as we know, for the NFL with women, a player punching his fiance, another hitting his child with a switch. The NFL paid a group called NoMore.org to run a spot on domestic violence. Let's hear some of that public service announcement.
911, operator 911, where's the emergency?
127, bring me.
Okay, what's going on there?
I'd like to order a pizza for delivery.
Ma'am, you've reached 911. This is an emergency line.
Large with half pepperoni, half mushroom.
You know you've called 911. This is an emergency line.
Do you know how long it'll be?
Okay, ma'am, is everything okay over there? Do you have an emergency or not?
Yes.
Eric, what did you think of that ad?
I thought that was a really interesting way to draw you into the story of domestic violence. And, of course, the NFL has had to struggle with these issues off the field. It was a little jarring, but I think it was less jarring than the previous ad that we talked about. And you understood why the NFL would want to have this ad and why they felt it was important to make a statement on this issue. And it was in line with a lot of somber, more serious ads that we saw during the Super Bowl. I got to say that I liked more. I liked an ad that always did, sort of referring to Like a Girl. It's a campaign to sort of upgrade how we think about women and the way in which we refer to women. And I felt like that was an ad with a serious message, but it was also heartwarming by the time you got to the end of it.
Yeah.
And it made you think about an issue in a different way.
Let's listen to a little bit.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl.
So you're seeing, you know, boys and girls like mock little girls. And then at the end, they have little girls say what they think it's like to run like a girl. And it's hugely inspiring because they see themselves as people who can really run. So very empowering. I want to mention that the 911 call that was on the domestic violence tape was from a real 911 call. So maybe this kind of offset a little bit because it was more uplifting, as you said. But overall, Eric, the tone of the whole evening, it felt
serious
and girl power.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that we also noticed about this Super Bowl is that a lot of the non-sports programming, the advertising, the halftime show, the national anthem, a lot of it featured women, and a lot of it was about trying to counter these criticisms that the NFL and football have had about Super Bowls, where we have these ads with scantily clad women, and women are objectified, and there's these. It's all about emphasizing macho stuff. We even saw dads redefined in some of these ads, and very sentimental takes on fatherhood and encouraging guys to show their emotion as and how they felt about being fathers.
What's happened to us?
There we go. Let's listen to one that I think was probably the weirdest one of the night, if we could play that.
Toenail fungus? Don't hide it. Tackle it with new FDA-approved Jublia. Jublia is a prescription medicine proven to treat toenail fungus. Use Jublia as instructed by your doctor. Once applied.
I just saw that, Robin, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't know.
No, that didn't
seems go. It's an odd night to advertise for toenail fungus. But they probably got a lot of people to go to their website. Anyway, we've been talking with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
Who faded into cyberspace just then.
I think he's still okay, but he's speaking with an echo now.
Making the point, though, and it was a good one, that a lot of dadvertising, too, is what they're calling it last night. Men in these, you know, what used to be seen as maternal roles, quite a different take on the Super Bowl. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts on last night's show, all of it at hereandnow.org.